والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم افتح علينا أبواب فضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفة والعفاف والغنى، واجعلنا من الموقنين، واجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين، واجعلنا من أهل التوكل على ذاتك يا رب العالمين، واجعلنا من أهل الثقة بك يا أكرم الأكرمين، وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين، وأعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا، وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بحق كلمة الحق والدين، وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، واكرمنا ولا تهنا، أعزنا ولا تذلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا، واكرمنا بخاتمة السعادة بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today we are here. Today we're still alive. Today we have a chance. Today we can do. Tomorrow we cannot. Today we came together for Sabilillah, to gain knowledge, to gain the closeness to Allah, to gain the success of this life and hereafter, to gain the pleasure of Allah. And I was sharing with people a couple of days ago something very simple. When Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, Ya Mu'adh, أتعلم ما هو حق الله على العباد وما حق الله على وما حق العباد على الله؟ قال الله ورسوله أعلم. قال حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه لا يشركوا به شيئا، وحق العباد على الله أن لا يعذبهم أبدا، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a principle. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه, He said, Do you know the right of Allah over his servant? And the right of servant over Allah. He said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said, the right of Allah over His servant to worship Him and do not have association in their heart against them for Him. Meaning to have no shirk in your heart, to have no association. And the right of servant of Allah, if you do so, Allah will enter them paradise and He will not torture them in hellfire. Today we hear it. We hear it a lot. We hear a lot of ahadith, a lot of verses about shirk. Now, how we can do that? What is shirk? Shirk is association with Allah. But association is many levels. You have the association of worship, association of belief, association of doing, Meaning when you do something, you're not doing it purely to Allah. For example, if you come to please people, if you come to show off, if you come for any purpose not belong to Allah, is a shirk. Anything you do is not purely to Allah, is a shirk. Meaning association with Allah. And this is a very hairy line. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the companion, I'm not worried for my ummah in the future of the shirk, but the deep hidden shirk. And a deep hidden shirk is many style. Is many style. Is many levels. It can be reflected in your way of worship. In a time of worship, how are you thinking? How are you living? And if you ask me today, the whole ummah in deep in shirk. Deep, very deep. Because if you are a mu'min, you have no worry. If you are a mu'min, if you are really a believer, you have no fear. You have no helicopter. I call it helicopter of the brain. When you keep thinking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Because if you keep doing that, you're not going anywhere. And you're losing your present time. And let me tell you something, you heard it many times, because this is a time now. There's a time to live it, and even if I talk about it many times, we have to live it. Because this is really a big topic. We are in Rajab. Very soon we're going to Sha'ban. Very soon we're going to Ramadan. And we know the month of Rajab is Isra and Mi'raj. But when you really read about Isra and Mi'raj and study it, they said, if you study Isra and Mi'raj, and if you study the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it make it easy for you. Why? Because if this is the most beloved man to Allah, and he went through all this, what about me? Who am I? Who am I to complain? You see, when the most beloved people to Allah, they suffer a lot. Today we want pleasure a lot. We take any calamity or hardship as something bad. And we take material status as something good, which is the opposite. You see? Giving is a calamity. Taking is a gift. You see? The companion of Rasulullah, as he said, we used to accept giving and good life is a calamity. Allah torture us with it. And a hardship is a bounty. And today, you people believe material status is good and hardship is a calamity. Meaning we misunderstand what the companion understands. Because if Allah gives you material life, you enjoy it. You enjoy it. You enjoy it until it destroys you and make you forget who you are. And when Allah takes from you health, youth, money, wealth, you start crying. But if you get even this crying, it's so pleased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are really in a bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in the Quran in many places, is if Allah wants to touch our people, he give them. He give them. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ وَأُمْدِبْ لَهُمْ I give them until they're happy of what Allah gives them. And they're so satisfied and so comforted, Allah will take them. You see, when we hear people like Michael Jackson is dead, what it mean? Where he is? What is his legacy? What's the benefit of this legacy to mankind? And yesterday, last night, I was thinking, who's the most highest people in earth, chosen by Allah, messenger and prophet? What is their legacy? What they left on earth? Money? No. Wealth? No. They left only one thing: to believe in Allah. They left the message. They left the message. This is your legacy. If people enjoy his songs, what big deal? How many people died multi-billionaire? Big deal. Why today we're going to talk about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No messenger and prophet leave any wealth. Why? Why Allah commanding all prophet and messenger to leave no wealth? He won't give a message to mankind. It's not your wealth. Never will. Never will be. And never can be. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he receives a message. He's been in a very severe hardship. He's giving the message for 10 years. Nobody's listening to him. His family give him very, very hardship. Verbally, financially, from every aspect, his companion start leaving to Abyssinia, to Habasha, immigrate and leave their home. And now, after 10 years of beginning of his journey between him and Allah, the da'wah, the invitation to Islam, and he's a prophet, Angel Jibreel talked to him. He saw him once, the third day of revelation. And wonder what happened. Now, his family give him so much hard time. And in 50 days approximately, average 50 days, his uncle and his wife died. One after another. And now, the most supporter to him in Mecca is dead. And the most supporter to him personally and financially, she's dead. Now, all the support is zero. And even his people tell him out. And now he go to Ta'if. Try to give them da'wah. And he meet with the leader of Ta'if. And he said, please, don't mention this meeting to nobody. I do not want more hardship. They laugh at him. They call him crazy. They call him all kind of names. And not only that, they call all the children and the crazy young people to follow him with rocks and beat him up. And chase him out of Ta'if. Screaming at him, shouting at him, call him names, and hit him with rocks. Today when somebody call me name, I cannot take it. And this is what? The man chosen by the Almighty, the Creator. And when he was leaving, we know, he was sitting in a place. And the blood going over his face and his own feet. When a young boy is a Christian, some of the kids saw him and felt sorry for him. They said to this boy, he's a slave, his name is Addas. They tell him, give him this grapes. And when he took the grapes, he said, Bismillah. The boy said, excuse me, what do you know about that? He said, Allah is a creator. And he gave him da'wah. And after that, he said to the boy, what are you? Where are you from? He said, I'm from Nainui. The village. He said that village of Al-Abdus Salih يونس عليه السلام ابن متى. He said, what do you know about that? He explained to him, the boy right away, according to the riwayat, like 9-10 years old boy. He started kissing his hand and feet. He said, you are the prophet, and I have to believe you. Just the moment of belief of this boy, he's a slave working for a family. At this moment, right away, they look at him and said, what are you doing? Did he do this magic again against you? He said, no, you do not know. He tell me things nobody know except the Prophet. I wanted to see a boy, 10 years old, Islam enter his heart. He's standing against all the odds. He's a slave. He can be tough. He can be tortured. But his Islam, he never think about nothing. Whereas we don't ever think you are young. Or you came with somebody. No. You're sitting here, meaning Allah accept you to hear. Don't ever think I'm young. This boy was 10 years old. And he enters a history. Every time we mention Isra and Mi'raj, we have to mention his name. A boy, his name is Addas. He became a Muslim in a few minutes. Against all the odds, and he held down Islam. He go to Mecca later on with the support of one non-Muslim. But how he feel? He feel ache, beat up, hurt. And we know the story of Angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to him with the angel of mountain. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, if you want to close Al-Akhshabayn, the two mountains, I will do. And I will destroy them and nobody will come from them alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, please, Ya Jibreel, no. Maybe Allah will generate from their version those who are carrying Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiyur Rahman, the messenger of mercy to mankind. He can avenge. You see, imagine you beat me up so severely, and I'm willing to forgive you. How many people can do that? And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever can revenge in a time of ability and he forgive, Allah elevate him. And he will let him taste the sweetness of Iman. This is a real Iman. The time when you're able to revenge and you control it and you forgive. This Iman. This Islam. May Allah give us the quality to do so. Because this quality is not a talk. You see, today we want a session. But what's the value of session if we do not live it? What's the value of knowledge when we do not live it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this condition, he makes a famous dua. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka da'fu quwwati. O Allah, I seek refuge from you and to you, from my weakness. And I said it before, when you look to the whole dua, Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he blaming himself. He worry about his own weakness. If Allah is not pleased with him, he never blamed nobody. He never blamed condition. He never blamed tribes. Even he did it, but he never blamed nobody. By this way, one of the messages in here also, not to blame nobody. Don't blame. This blame game, it will not benefit nobody. And will hurt you. You want blame? You blame yourself. And doesn't answer being blame yourself, you go down until you become so negative. No. Blame yourself to give you strength to be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go to Mecca. And in a short time, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him at night. With a buraq, which is the animal between the donkey and a horse, or between the donkey and a mule. Silver color, with two wings, and he took him from Mecca to Jerusalem, Al-Quds. You can read the whole story in any book, step by step. And before that, he prepared him. They opened his chest and they washed his heart and filled it with wisdom and iman. Again, all these unseen things. Because Rasulullah, he did it. He has two operations. One operation when he was six by angels, and one operation at this time, when meaning he was almost close to what, 50? Around 50 years old. To prepare him for the journey. This journey called the journey of Muwasa. Journey of Muwasa. What is Muwasa in Arabic? Qatal him. Calm him down. I call it a vacation ilahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't tell him, Ya Muhammad, you're suffering, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're having hardship, you have no means, you have no any support, you have no money, you have no wife, people against you, everybody against you, come Ya Muhammad, come and show you who you are and who am I, who is your creator, let me show you my kingdom or part of my kingdom. At this night, Rasulullah he saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his own format. He opened two wings. From 600 wings, he closed between east and west. Imagine when now, instead of hearing, you see it. What else you want? You see? Because we are a believer of the unseen knowledge. But sometime today, with a non-Muslim or somebody or atheist listen to us, he said, excuse me, how you believe in all this stuff? But in the meantime, if you are in a dark room and you feel a ghost, oh, ghost. And how you know it's a ghost? You know? You're scared from something unseen. And you're shivering. And you worry. People who possess with jinn, they do not see jinn. But they said, somebody's behind me, somebody whispering to my ear. But today, I want to share with you something so beautiful. Thank Allah for a piece of belief. Belief is not easy. Belief is a gift. It's called guidance, hidayah. Whoever Allah loves, He filled His heart with belief. And He gave us this material. He gave us this knowledge. To elevate our belief. By the way, when we hear all this, is what? If you are a mu'min, if Allah loves you, He opened your chest, He opened your heart, and now your belief grow. And now you're working for after death. This is what whole iman all about. Because Rasulullah, he went to Isra and Mi'raj, he prayed behind Messenger and Prophet, all the details we know about it. And after that, Jibreel alayhi salam took him to Sidrat al-Muntaha, to the end of the seven heaven. He saw all messenger prophets. Allah make all the prophet and messenger pray behind him for elevation. We know all these details. And we can read it. And after that, Rasulullah salam came with us with what? With salah, five times a day, equal 50. Meaning every time we make salah, Allah give us 10 for it. And if you go to Umrah in Mecca and Medina in Ramadan, it's 100,000 to 700,000. Don't be stingy. If you can do it, do as soon as possible. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. Because one rak'ah in Mecca is 100,000 rak'ah. And in Ramadan, multiply by 7, by 70, by 700,000. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. This iman. But Ismail Rasulullah said no. And according to the majority of scholars and learned people in Islam, he went physically and spiritually. He went jasad and ruh, with his body and soul together. And he meet Allah. How he meet Allah? If he see Allah, the scholar debated, is not our business. But we know he meet Allah, he talk to Allah. And Allah talk to him. Now, what Rasulullah some gained from this trip? Imagine now, after all this torture on earth, you see all this elevation, you see all this bounty from Allah to you, you see the power of Allah, you saw Jannah, you saw Jahannam. Allah allow you to see even part of your ummah in a deep judgment, how it will happen? What it meaning? This is called Aynul Yaqeen. When you can see with your own eyes. But believe it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islamically, He loves us to believe without seeing. Because believing without seeing is hard. Once you see something, it's easy to believe. You have to believe. If I tell you this is a cup of water, it's a cup of water. What's the big deal? You see it in the front of you as a cup of water. But if I tell you, look at the cup of water and you do not see it. And if you tell me, I believe you, meaning you believe in me. And this was the whole essence of Islam all about. The whole essence of Islam, the belief of the unseen. But Allah make it easy for us. He give you the power in everything in His creation. But this again is guidance. How many scientific people cannot see the power? Go by BBC documentary about planet Earth, or about the seas, or the deep sea. Look at the power of Allah, the creature all over, the kingdom of Allah. But the majority of people cannot see it. Evolution, Mother Nature. I tell them, where is Father Nature? They always said Mother Nature. If you believe in Mother Nature, Father, Mother has a father. Where is the father? Anyway, guidance is, if you ask me today we are a bankrupt of something very simple. To live the bounty of guidance. Meaning, instead of be crying baby over what I want, what I do not want, what I get, what I do not want to get, if you ask me, we're missing something so high. To value our guidance, to thank Allah for our guidance, to show gratitude to Allah of our guidance, to thank Him day and night of our guidance. And He promised, if you thank me, I increase. But it's a whole journey of Isra and Mi'raj, which I said it before, Isra coming from verb Sara, to travel at night fast, and Mi'raj elevation. We can go and talk about the details. You can buy a book about it and you read the whole story in detail. Authentic by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm here for something very important. What is the wisdom behind it? What I can gain today from it? I'm weak. I'm alone. All the odds against me. I do not have money. I have no support. What do you need? You need Allah. That's it. If you have Allah with you, you have everything. Like one of the famous poems, He said, everything except Allah is a batil. Anything exists is not belong to Allah, is not exist. Why? Because nothing exists forever. Everything is a batil, it's gone. It will be going. You live, you will die. Today hot, tomorrow is cold. Today young, tomorrow is old. Today you are alive, tomorrow you're dead. And even after death, there's a journey. Never anybody come back to tell us. But we have the knowledge. And this is why Islam is so beautiful. Because Islam tell me about the future. By this way, I know it's step by step what will happen. And now if I'm pleasing Allah, Allah will please me. If I'm with Allah, Allah will be with me. Allah in Hadith Qudsi said, remember me in ease, I remember you in difficulty. Give me in ease, I give you in difficulty. This is what Allah wants. By this way, what we gain from Isra and Mi'raj? We gain Rasulullah Sallallahu, Allah gave him his journey to support him, to elevate his iman, to make him believe in him. And what else? He gave us a bunch of gift. He gave us Surah Al-Fatiha. He gave us 5 times Salah. He gave us the knowledge of Jannah and Jahannam. He gave us the bounty if we believe. And he gave us the message. The message is, if you feel down, if you feel weak, just come to me. Come to me, I will take care about you. Don't think about nobody except me. We start our talk about shirk, we're still in shirk. Because if you believe, who are you? And who's Allah? How you can do shirk? The more you have believed, the more you have believed in Allah. And this is why I tell Muslims all over, you will never be a believer and stingy. Never. You will never be a believer and stingy. You will never be a believer and have a doubt. You will never be a believer and have worry. You will never be a believer and have fear. You will never be a believer and you worry about the future. You see? This is the opposite of iman and yaqeen and tawakkul ala Allah. To have faith, certainty of faith, and rely on Allah and trust in Allah. And when this is done, now Allah will give you rida. Allah give you contentment. Now you are at ease. You see? Now you have two choices. Either you ease your soul now before you die, or you pay the price after death. The lucky one who cherished the message of Allah, who value it and hold tight and said to Allah, increase my guidance. This is why every time we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. And this is why I was talking to people a couple of weeks ago about something so important and we forget. Something extremely important we forget. Is Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. A very small chapter. But what's the name of the surah? What's the name of the chapter? Ikhlas. But the chapter do not talk about ikhlas. The chapter talk about only two topics. Allah is Ahad, Allah is Samad. That's it. And Allah chose two names. What is the message? Allah wants me to have a pure iman. By this way, if my iman has ikhlas, my action have ikhlas. And if my iman has doubt, my action have doubt. And I talk about Surah Al-Fatiha, the mother of the book, the opener of the book. Because Surah Al-Fatiha is power. Power. If you read it right, it's power. And if you read the hadith about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, Surah Al-Fatiha, in salah qussimat bayni wa bayna abdi. Half for me and half for my servant. The first half when my servant praising me and thanking me and believing in me. And the another half, oh my servant, ask me what you want, I will give you. But my main topic today, how we can have the iman and yaqeen, the one make me free. How I have the iman and yaqeen, make me a doer. How to have an iman and yaqeen, make me a believer. How to have an iman and yaqeen, make me worry about akhirah. Like one brother from Netherlands, he sent me an email and told me, excuse me, I want some session about Ya'juj and Ma'juj. How come you do not talk to people about the sign of Day of Judgment? I said, brother, we are in dunya. We are so deep in dunya, we forget akhirah. We forget death. We bury our dead and we do not gain wisdom from it. We worry about every day about material life. How many people worry about death? And every day we hear it. My uncle is dead, my father is dead, so-and-so is dead, so-and-so is dead. One young lady, she sent me an email from England. She told me about her niece, 31 years old, a doctor. Doctor, get a doctor degree. The first day in the job, 31 years old, she going to the hospital. She fall down unconscious. They carry her in the hospital. She's supposed to be a doctor. Now she's a patient. They find a big clot in the brain. They operate. They cut the whole scar. Her own head has been opened. Operation after operation, they have nothing, no cure for her. 3 days later, she's dead. What is the message? 31 years old, doctor, have a doctor degree, she's dead. She didn't even have a job yet. Today, I want to be. No problem. But should not make you go crazy to the point you forget who you are. Doesn't mean you are young, you cannot be dead. Death has nothing to do with young and old. Never. And this is why today we say, I said, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. This is very important, extremely important. This iman. The mu'min believe he will not have tomorrow. Comfort, it kill us. But what is the message? Today we are in Rajab. Very soon, Isra and Mi'raj. Everybody will talk about it. What I gain from it? And very soon will be Sha'ban. Very soon will be Ramadan. The lucky one who gain whatever he can from Ramadan. The lucky one who gain Laylatul Qadr. Do we think about it? Do we beg Allah for it? Sometimes I ask myself day and night, do I think about Jannah? Do I think about Jahannam? What is the value of reading Quran and reading a hadith if I'm full of dunya? My message is very simple. The ummah in deep in dunya. Because if we are carrying akhirah in our heart, it's not our condition. By the way, day and night I'm thinking about how I can do. How I can please Allah? How I can get closer to Allah? How I can develop the legacy for me? So when I die, not the newspaper, not the magazine, how I can send Allah when I meet Him? Oh Allah, I tried. This was the last verse of Surah Al-Kahf. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever believes he's going to meet his Lord, do good deed, and then have association with Allah. But look at the beginning. Whoever feel and believe he will meet his Lord. But today we do that. If you ask me today, we have a long, long way of achieving iman. I was talking to one lady, she's supposed to be a very pious lady. And she said, I want to go to Umrah. I said, why? She said, I want Hasanat. Everybody thinking about Hasanat. What's the difference between Hasanat to me and money? Is our message becoming Hasanat? I want gain Hasanat, that's it? What about Rasulullah SAW before he died? Ummati, Ummati. A month ago, Amira told me, 30,000 Japanese people commit suicide every year. 30,000. They said in the last 10 years, 300,000 in Japan commit suicide. If we value that, if we value what's going on, how we complain? How we become like a stupid bread, complaining day and night about stupid things? What's the difference between us and a stupid child? A child is so bad, all he worry about himself. So stingy, so selfish, so greedy. Only one. Today, the majority of Muslims are the same. I go to Masjid, I want 25. I go to Ramadan, I want my Ramadan. I want my Hasanat. Okay, you get all this Hasanat. What are you doing with it? I'm making money. What are you doing with it? You're gaining knowledge. What are you doing with it? Allah give you life. What are you doing with it? Is this not the message? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came from Isra Miraj, what happened? His da'wah increased. His effort increased. And the hardship increased. And he told people, be patient. Hold tight. Trust in Allah. Believe in Allah. And later on, almost 7-8 years later, Allah opened Mecca for them. You see? Almost close to 7-8, actually 10 years later. Today what we have, because we lack of iman, I want Allah to open now. No, today you build iman. Allah open for you in the time He want, in the way He want. What is the sign of opening? How Allah can open for you? Let me tell you something a lot of people do not understand. When Allah open for you, when your heart full of Allah, when your iman increase, when yaqeen increase, when tawakkul Allah increase, when love of Allah increase, when to leave this earth with good bounty increase, now you're really loving Allah. To elevate the name of Allah, to elevate Islam, to elevate the message. But you cannot do that until you develop it by yourself. You be a real carrier of the message, not a talker. Today is a lot of talker. We need to be real, not fake. And if we are real, Allah will open for us in a way we never expected. Do we need 1,000 people? Do we need $1,000? Do we need anything? We need Allah. We need Allah. And this is what I tell people. The only thing I carry inside of me is a small dot of iman. Small dot. And I'm so worried about I lose this dot. This dot of iman is so important to me and so precious, more than anything in this earth. I'm willing to lose anything, but not this dot of iman. And how I do that? I'm worried about thinking about tomorrow. I'm worried about thinking about the future, except one thing. My ending. How I die. Who will bury me? Who will pray over me? Who will cry over my grave? How I enter my grave? Do I die with La ilaha illallah or no? Do I die with the pleasure of Allah or no? What is my name in earth? What is my name in the kingdom of Allah? Is Allah will please with me or no? If Allah will meet me after death or no? Do I die in a state of hamd or no? Do I'm living the praise of Allah or no? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about Isra and Mi'raj, He said, Subhanalladhi. Subhanalladhi. Didn't even mention His name. We can talk about it for hours and hours and hours. Praise the one who did it. What's it meaning? When you look at Quran, every time Allah mentions Subhanallah or Subhanalladhi, meaning something big will happen. Something so big. This is why when we see a big tree, Subhanallah. When you see an ocean, Subhanallah. When you saw a mountain, Subhanallah. When we think about everything, Subhanallah. What it means, Subhanallah? Praise to Allah, Subhanallah. Real praise to Allah. But how I praise to Allah and 5 minutes later I'm what? How I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and 10 minutes later I'm worried. How I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tomorrow night I'm sick and worry about whatever happening. How? How? This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said kalimat an, two words. خفيفتان على اللسان, very light over the tongue. ثقيلتان في الميزان, very heavy in the scale. سبحان الله وبحمده, سبحان الله العظيم. Praise to Allah with the thanks and praise to Him. Praise to Allah the most exalted, the most high. One scholar, I read his book, he said, you can say it, but when you read all the hadith about it, you cry for every moon you do not use it. Because subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, if you said it right with your heart, it go and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nobody can stop it until it reach my throne. And Allah talked to it. And Allah said, oh my servant who said that, ask me what you want, I grant it to you. But we say it, we have books of dua, we're making salah, we're making taraweeh, we go to Umrah in Ramadan, we make tawaf, we make pray all night to Allah. What happened to the dua? What happened to subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim? It needs the belief. It needs the real certainty of faith of what you're saying. And if you say it right, now this word will be taken from your mouth and your heart and elevated to Allah. And you become somebody. Every time I have a calamity in my life, what it mean? This night of calamity, I'm spending it for Allah. I'm doing zikr. I'm crying to Allah. I need Him. I beg Him. What meaning? Allah love me. And when Allah give me dunya, I'm busy. And I forget the message. May Allah forgive me. Is this not the message? By this way, like I said it before last week or 2 weeks ago in Pennsylvania, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today you have life, tomorrow you cannot. Today you can set intention. A mu'min, when he set intention, he follow it up quick. If you delay it, you will never do it. And you will never be a doer. It's called taswif al-shaytan. When shaytan gets you, he make you delay it. Think about it. Be wise. And before you know it, day after day, you delay any good deed. And you will never do anything. What it mean? You are a believer of shaytan, you're not a believer of Allah. If you believe in Allah, you are a doer. If you believe in shaytan, you have doubt. And you cannot do. You're so weak. I tell anybody, nobody is created weak. Yes, we have weakness. But Allah is qawi. Allah is the most powerful. You get closer to Allah, you gain power. You're not closer to Allah, you gain weakness. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. May Allah put barakah in our Rajab and Sha'ban and balighna Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this dunya. With La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tabliğan. Allahumma taqabbalna qabulan hasan ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-tasbih. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-hamd. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-karama. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القربى يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبلنا من الموقنين ومن المتوكلين ومن أهل الثقة والرضا واليقين. يا الله يا الله accept us يا الله, accept us belong to you, toward you يا الله, accept us to be blessed by you, blessed of this life by لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Oh Allah, make us live for you. Oh Allah, give us the light and wisdom of you. Oh Allah, give us iman and yaqeen and certainty of faith and rely on you. Oh Allah, fill our heart with caring for the message, carrying the message. Elevate ourselves and this life with the message, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us live with dunya, with a legacy, to please you, Ya Allah, to elevate your name, Ya Allah. So when we die, you please us, Ya Allah, with your bounty, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, oh Allah, we cannot do it without you, Ya Allah. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your iman. We thank you, Ya Allah, for everything you give us. Make us among those who are full of iman and thank of you, praise you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, lately I cannot talk, Ya Allah. I cannot talk, Ya Allah. I'm a sinner, I'm weak. I do not deserve to talk about you, Ya Allah. And you the one you allow me to talk about you, Allah. You know what I have in my heart. I want only one thing, Ya Allah, to elevate your name and to spread the rahmah and mercy to mankind, Ya Allah. To spread the message and wake up people, Muslim and non-Muslim, Ya Allah. To let them know what is the message all about. We have a message. A message has to be elevated. And we cannot elevate it without you, Ya Allah. And we need iman and yaqeen, Ya Allah. We need the quality to be accepted by you, to elevate your name, Ya Allah. And nothing of all this, Ya Allah, we can have without you, Ya Allah. And even all the means, all the money, all the possibility cannot be done without you, Ya Allah. Because you, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. No power and no strength without you, Ya Allah. You are the owner of power. You are the owner of strength. You are the owner of mean. Oh Allah, fill my heart with believing in you and don't make me believe in nobody except you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make me live as a Muslim. Die as a Muslim. Resurrected as a Muslim. Enter my grave as a Muslim. Oh Allah, make us live with salam. Make us die with salam. Make us enter our grave with salam. Make us, Ya Allah, meet you, Ya Allah, in the day of judgment with salam. And oh Allah, enter us, dar salam, the place of peace, the firdaus al-a'la, the paradise, your place, Ya Allah, with your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya salam. Allahumma sallimna, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma sallimna. Allahumma barik fina, wa barik alayna, wa barik fima naf'al. واجعلنا مباركين اينما كنا واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والارض وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين سبحانك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله وحسبي الله ونعم الوكيل وافوض امري الى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد إن الله بصير بالعباد الله يسير all of us. You will remember what I'm telling you. You will remember what I'm telling you. The lucky one, Allah chose. May Allah accept us among the chosen one, the one to be for him by him. Jazakallah.